Hello, the bandit is here, and I am here to talk about purpose, your purpose. Now, I was working last night, and it was a rough night. You know, I had to throw out a few people, and it was a rough night. And, you know, there was, you know, some lesbians there. Women acting like men, they was tongue kissing and all that. And it's just this thing now where everybody wanna say that's love. That's not love, people. That's not love. That's a perverted reality. That's what it is. And when I say purpose, I mean what you were meant to do on this earth as a woman. Your job as a woman is to be a wife and a mother. Now, for the ones who sit there and say, well, I can't have kids, or my husband can't have kids, those are the outliers. Okay? That does not cancel out the rule. Just because some people can't have kids don't mean that, oh, it's a free-for-all to do whatever you want to do. Because if that was the case, then humanity would cease to exist. And what we need to do is just start being honest. Everybody just want to do whatever they want to do, and nobody wants to be told anything. Society just want to be in the uproar. Hey, I do what I want. You can't tell me nothing. You know, I'm a man. I want to sleep with a man. I'm a woman. I want to sleep with a woman. And you know, you just got to deal with that. You can't tell me nothing. You're a hater. It's a hate crime. You can't tell me. And this country is becoming degenerate by the day, by the hour, by the second, by the moment. And I had a lesbian girl last night at a place that I was securing. She was ready to try to fight a dude. Now this girl is not big at all, and she's a woman. This guy was every bit of 6'3", 235 pounds. This is a big guy, and I know the girl. She told me, "Man, I'm gonna fuck him up. I'm gonna fuck him up. You better get him." I'm like, "Girl, listen. You are every bit of 5'4", 5'3". This guy is 6'2", 6'3", about 235. What in your mind think that you can take this guy? And you're trying to prove that you're so masculine because you have a girlfriend. You're willing to put your life at risk over a woman. And you're a woman. You're a woman. And you'd rather put your life at risk over some girl that you infatuated with. You're that uptight about another piece of pussy. Both of y'all got a piece of pussy, but you're willing to put your life at risk over a piece of pussy. You're willing to do that. And she didn't skip a beat. She did not care. She was willing to do whatever it takes. She was willing to do whatever it takes to go at that guy over another girl. Okay? And I talked about black women on my YouTube channel last night. The same thing with black women. They don't honor men. They don't have no loyalty. Well, they honor every other man but black men. They have no talk for black men. They have no patience for black men. They're not going to obey black men. They're not going to be honest with black men. They don't care nothing about black men. Because in the household they grew up in, The man was not respected. How in the hell are women going to respect a man when mama and grandmama and auntie done taught you that men ain't shit? That you're all dogs. I was listening to Kevin Samuels today. And he was talking about 51%. I think the number is higher. He was using the conservative number. 51% of black men are single and childless. That is significant. I've been saying the same thing. I think it's closer to 60%. Because you have men out here that can't even get laid once a year. You have men out here that might have 5 women in their whole lifetime, if that, between 1 and 5 men their whole life. I mean, look, you have men out here. Let me get my words together because it's so significant and prevalent. You have men out here that will go their entire life with maybe 1 to 5 women in their whole life. These are facts. So, when women talk about men or dogs, no, y'all, the women are picking the ain't shit dudes. The dudes that are violent, the dudes that do drugs, the dudes that are drug dealers, the dudes that are gangsters, and this so-called swag. The black women are choosing these guys. So what they're doing is they're not completing their purpose because they're having kids by ain't shit dudes. And now they're having an ain't shit product in their children. They're teaching the kids to hate the father. They're teaching the kids that they're God and you must do what mama say. Or else the whole damn community will come down on you. These are facts. I don't give a shit about what black people want to say about the bandit. I have 3 baby mothers. I'm telling you from experience. They all don't want to talk to me. I've never put my hands on them. I've paid all my child support and insurance, life insurance. I've done it all. They still hate my fucking guts. Why? Because I became a man. They could no longer have their pussy hold over me. And once men can back off that ass that you're so infatuated with, you will begin to open your eyes and realize it's just a woman. I advise all men to listen to the OJ song. She's only a woman. She's only a child. By the OJs, she's only a woman. It will explain it to you. Women are like children. The more you let them do, the more they're going to try to do more. You must always demand respect at all times from any woman you deal with, because women have a purpose. That is to be a mother, but a wife first. You're a wife. You honor your husband. You raise his children because he planted the seed or seeds. And you honor him and you honor his seeds and you raise them in the right way with him leading you. But black women, they're never going to do that. They got too much attitude. They overweight. They don't hold themselves accountable for nothing. I just left the gym, worked out about 2 hours. Every fucking black woman I saw in there was working up a sweat with that big ass weave on their head. Half of them was overweight. 2 of them was in shape, but still had this damn weave all the way down their damn back. How sweaty do you think her scalp is? And how stinking and nasty do you think her scalp is? and lifting and doing shit and patting your damn head at the same time. How stinky do you think her head is? And how long do you think she had that weave on her head? How long you think? 1 month? 2 months? 3 months? And I've read sometimes they keep their weave in 4 and 5 months at a time. Is this normal? So when black women talk about that black men on the down low, black men are in prison or in jail, how about the over 51% of the men that are free, that's not gay, that's not in prison, that you're not picking? You're picking the damn guys that ain't worth a damn. Drama. Black women like drama. They like fighting. They like bullshit every second of the day. That's why I don't deal with the women in my family. I'm not handcuffed to them anymore. Because I don't want to be felt. I don't want to be made to feel like I owe them something. But I'm supposed to respect you when you ain't earned it. Just because we family, you get to talk to me and treat me any kind of damn way and have a damn attitude with me. Just because. I don't have to put up with that fucking shit. And I won't. So a woman's purpose is to honor a man. Be loyal to a man. Obey a man who is her husband. And honor his children and respect his children. And don't impose her will on a situation to try to gain something. Black women, they ain't in no situation to be demanding a damn thing from a black man. They grabbed hold of the government tip years ago, way before I was born. Black women been gave away her black man. She been gave away her black man years ago. In the 80s, Oprah and that Rice author lady who did The Color Purple and a whole bunch of other damn black women talked about black men like a dog. Millions and billions were made off black men's back. They said we were uneducated. They said that we didn't have a damn thing. They said we don't want to work and don't want to take care of kids. But every 5 minutes, they chose ain't shit dudes and fight guys and cause domestic violence, because I'm sick of women talking about domestic violence when they start the fucking shit almost all the time. They do. Let's just tell the damn truth. Ain't no man just going to... You know, you have some dumbass men that beat a woman, but that's very fucking rare. The truth of the matter is, black women don't know how to shut the fuck up. They egg you on. They poke the fucking bear. And then when the bear becomes bear and does what a bear does, now the bitch want a fucking bitch. It's bullshit. You don't get to poke the bear, and then when the bear goes bear, you want to goddamn shoot the bear for being bear. But your black ass get to walk around here with fake ass nails long as the motherfucking sky and fake eyelashes that's goddamn about to poke her eye out. If you get too close to her to kiss her, her eyelashes going in your fucking face. A fucking weave glued to her fucking scalp with rainbow fucking colors in it. The blackest bitch you can see with blonde platinum fucking hair. But they want to tell a black man what he's supposed to do for her. It's bullshit, man. Black man is bullshit. And I want you to stop fucking bowing down to a piece of pussy. It's just pussy, man. Every woman got one. I see men where I secure at nighttime. Be ready to fight over a fucking woman. The woman all in another man's face. He want to fight the other guy instead of putting his bitch in place. He ready to fight over a bitch. Why? And then men get killed and that bitch spread her fucking legs to somebody else. I'm talking about purpose still. Don't tell me I'm off of, I am off of what I'm saying. Don't tell me I'm off subject. I'm not off fucking subject. I'm giving you the rundown of why these bitches are not doing what they were born to do, which is have a husband, make children for that husband, honor that husband, and obey that husband. And he leads her. All the shit I'm saying in between is relevant. You might say I'm not articulate. I don't give a fuck about being articulate. Read between the lines. Because me and you're suffering, and especially the black man, particularly him, because his motherfucking ass don't have no power in his community, but want to walk around like he fucking tough, a thug, in Chicago, Baltimore, any other urban fucking place. You got Negroes walking around like they tough, but you got a damn woman over you. You can't put your fucking mama in place. You can't put your goddamn grandmama in her fucking place. That's my mama. That's my grandmama. But you go out in the street and kill your brother. You're killing your own fucking army, assholes. The men in your community are called an army. You're supposed to be an army that's taking care of your own fucking community. But you want to get mad at white men for taking care of their community. You call them white supremacists. They got white privilege. I don't give a damn. If they do have white privilege, it's because they created white privilege for themselves. Why can't you create black privilege? LeBron, he keep talking that bullshit about Black Lives Matter. You know why? Because that motherfucker ain't got to go to a 9-to-5 every day. He's not worried about bills. He's the face of the NBA. He can grab a hold of any liberal leftist issue he want to. Your black ass still got to get up and go to work and work for scrap. And then his rich ass gonna sit there and talk about we're being hunted. Gonna put his multi-million dollar self in your shoes. That's very ingenuous, black man. But the black ass woman will be right there with LeBron. You know why? Because he ain't stroking the black man's ego. He's stroking the black woman's ego. He was raised by a black woman who couldn't goddamn land his father as a wife. As a husband, together. Nope. She had a baby with a random ass dude, and LeBron don't even want to know who his fucking father, nor hear his damn side of the damn story. And this bitch hood as fuck. And the world just say, it's okay. The purpose of a woman. Even though LeBron James got all that money, he's still a dumbass. Very talented basketball player. That don't mean he's fucking smart. Look at his son all on the fucking Instagram smoking weed and talking shit. His money didn't make his son have moral character. No. He on there just like Trayvon Martin with a damn hoodie on, fucking flexing with weed and every fucking thing because he got access. He ain't online showing you how he making good grades, how respectable he is. Every time you go on his fucking page, which I don't, other content people, they make content about it. And some of the ones that I look at, I see the story through them. I'm not going on no kid's page. I'm too fucking old for that. But a lot of the content creators talk about it. So when I look at their page, I see what's going on. That's the only reason I know about it. Okay? And who's raising his fucking ass? Because LeBron James ain't home. That motherfucker is trying to get in Hollywood, and he's the face of the NBA, and he had meetings after meetings and games after fucking games. So who's raising his kids? The mother is. And I'm not putting down her. It's just proving my point how valuable a father is. And when a father don't have that time that a son needs or a daughter needs, It goes left. That's all I'm saying. So the purpose of a woman. Yes, LeBron is married. Yes, his wife have him. But what is his son doing with all that damn money and privilege? He online smoking damn chronic and talking shit with his friends with a fucking hoodie on. No different from Trayvon Martin, who was broke. Who was broke? And came from a touring family. Same fucking shit. Trayvon Martin was online with guns and smoking weed and thugging it out, just like rich ass Bronny Jr. So I'm trying to tell you right now, if you don't get your shit together, men, if you don't get your shit together and understand, the only way you're going to be in charge of the community or get it together the way it's supposed to be, you're going to have to walk away from black women. You're going to have to walk away from your mama. You're going to have to walk away from your grandmother. You're going to have to walk away from your aunties. You're going to have to get away from them and find manhood. If you don't find manhood, integrity, bravery, loyalty to yourself, and loyalty for your fellow man, respect for your fellow man, then the black community don't exist. And you're going to have a bunch of black people talking about Black Lives Matter. We need reparations. You're going to be a so-called community that keep begging other races of people for shit. That's what's going to happen. And I'm telling you, I don't get a lot of views on my YouTube page. You know what? I got friends. Well, they say they my friends. They say they look at my damn page. They don't click the like button. They don't click the unlike button. A few of them subscribe. But they don't pass my videos on. They don't click the subscribe button, nor do I say anything about it. You click it if you want to. Like I said, I don't make money off YouTube. It's not my thing. I mean, I would like to get my voice out more so than anything. Why? Because I have my stream of income. Now, if my YouTube page would grow and people seeing relevancy in what I'm saying, that would be fine too. But I've never in my video sat there and said, I need y'all to pay me, or I need some Cash App or PayPal. Now, I'm not putting down the content creators that do that, because it is a stream of income. And if you work hard to build your business, you should get paid. You should. Okay? So if you go in my link, I don't have a PayPal account, a Cash App. I don't have that. All I'm trying to do is put a word out there that you can listen to and grab whatever that can help you. I'm not saying that you have to agree with everything I say. No, but you can grab something that you can say, oh, I can apply that to my life. And black men, 99.9999% of your damn problem is the woman. Is the black woman, your black mother, your black grandmother, your black auntie. 99.9999999% is your problem. The other percentage, you can work that out. You can work that out yourself. So I'm going to end this video with this. Understand. Walk the fuck away from these damn nasty, stinking ass attitude bitches that want to call themselves queens and divas and all this bullshit. But every time you see them, they got their ass twerking and weave and eyelashes and makeup and shiny ass gloss lipstick and fucking badass goddamn attitude. walk the fuck away and be the upstanding alpha or sigma male you can be. And then either the women going, either black women going to change, or they're going to grow old and alone and die off. But I'm telling you, don't save them. You let that bitch die where she fucking drop. Because black men, we have been the butt of everybody's comic review. And I'm sick of black men taking it. I'm sick of black men just being stupid and irrelevant. We're looked at as fucking clowns because we're being led by women. Walk the fuck away and claim what's rightfully yours. Band it out.